Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeitzen White Satin, courtesy of Rory the Scrivener. Shout out to Scriv.
Thanks,
I'm Jack. That is Miles.
Yeah.
And here are some things that are trending this afternoon. It's Wednesday afternoon, and fries is trending. And not for the fun reason, because French fries taste good. It's something
the electronic store. And I think this is probably, I don't know how far reaching fries is, because it's usually, I know it as like a West Coast thing.
I did not grow up with fries.
Right. And I think like they might have a couple in, I think like in Texas, and I know there's one in Nevada. So it might be like a Southwest kind of chain, but this is like our Whiz in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I don't know, like the wacky version of Best Buy. The thing about fries, I'm going to have to talk about that. I'm going to wax poetic a little bit as an Angelino. Fries were these really ridiculously themed electronic stores. And it was not, when I say it's ridiculously themed, the one I grew up going to by the Burbank Airport, when you walked in, there was a full size, like flying saucer scene where it was melting a military Jeep in half. And there were soldiers trying to fight it. Yes, they set up full-on sci-fi scenes in the store. Like, it's like Disneyland. Other ones, like, each store had its own vibe, but that one, they had, like, monsters and shit. It's fucking wild. It's like
that
a really...
That one was, like, anti-imperialist.
Like, I mean, I don't know. You never know. Oh, now that I'm looking at a list, they've been in Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Oregon, Nevada, Texas, and Washington at certain points. But yeah, now they're all closed, and that's what we're hearing. It's an end of an era, and I'm sure, you know, like many retail outlets, this pandemic didn't do too good.
Mm. That's, and it was like a sudden thing, right? Like everybody just got an email last night. It was like,
They
were shutting down effective immediately.
Yeah. And they said as a result of coronavirus and online shopping. But damn, like fries, you could get shit on the fucking low. At fries, because it was different. Like I don't know. It felt like the place you go to like buy a fucking voltometer or some shit and some like a soldering iron because you wanted to mod your PS2 to play Japanese games.
I remember early days when we were building out our studio and like needed something quickly. That
boom, fries.
Just run over to fries.
All right. Well, rest in retail power.
Retail power, rest in power, fries. Mm-hmm. Tom Morello is trending because he has a serious show coming.
Yeah. He is like, apparently there's music channels that he's like going to be curating. He's going to have a podcast. And, you know, Tom Morello, I fucking love Tom Morello. I'm a huge Rage Against the Machine fan. He's just a very outspoken musician, which is great. But he said, quote, when SiriusXM approached me about doing a new slate of shows, I only have one condition. I say what I want to say and I play what I want to play. When the right combination of rhythm and rhyme washes over a huge song or transmits through an earbud, it can provide a spark for action or a life raft for survival. Music matters. And I'm very much looking forward to inflicting on listeners the music that matters to me.
Yeah,
I'm here for it. So, yeah, like it's going to be cool stuff. Like there's one called Tom Morello's Battle Hymns Radio. We're talking about music and activism through history. So I feel like Tom Morello seems about his shit enough that he wouldn't allow anyone to water him down. So I think this could be dope.
Yeah. And hopefully there's a podcast version out there for people who don't, who didn't
get that's the other thing.
Sirius
who has Sirius XM anymore? Unless you just got a
people
new car and it's the first 6 months.
Yep. That's it. And truckers.
That moment, though, when your SiriusXM preview goes out, that's a heartbreaker, though.
That is brutal. It's
you're
bleak
like, what?
Times.
It's just the preview channels now?
Yeah, yeah. The
I'll
preview
have to resort
channels
to my...
that are like mostly ads for Sirius.
Right.
Julius Randle is trending. Former Laker, former UK great, and currently with the New York Knicks. And this is one of those kind of late career resurgences where, you know, a lot of people had kind of given up on him.
Yeah.
And he is now an all-star,
which
is pretty exciting. He got named a reserve to the all-star team. And that's, I don't know.
It's
the first time the Knicks have had an all-star in a while.
Oh, damn. Who was the last one? Melo, probably?
I think Porzingis might have made it one time.
Oh yeah, Porzingis probably. Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah, well, I mean, look, good for Julius. I'd love to see it. I love to see a lot of the Lakers who have moved on keep achieving. Like we were talking about Brandon Ingram doing his thing also.
Yeah, he looks so good.
Good on you. Good on you, Julius. You know, we like to see you winning.
And just because we've tangentially mentioned his team, I get to just glow about how good Zion looks right now.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things to talk about.
And since we are on the topic, you know, I mean, I guess arguably the biggest UK alum that will be named an all-star.
Who's that?
Julius Randle. No, it's AD. But anyway, I just want to keep dunking on Julius. Sorry. Can't help it. Can't help it. We look awful though. We look awful. We need to turn it around. We're playing Utah tonight. So,
well, AD's out. Yeah. AD's been out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know AD's been out, but I'm just now I'm swinging it to my team and looking right at, you know, but look.
But AD's out, Miles. He's hurt.
So. I know. Let me just live in my safe space.
I'm so global that I thought when you said UK alum, I was thinking United Kingdom. I was very confused. And listeners,
who would that be? Who's
that
the biggest? Who's the biggest UK player right now?
I don't know.
Is it Luol Deng?
Is he from the UK? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
Or I know he's Sudanese, but then moved to the UK. Anyway, all that to say, who is our UK champion in the NBA right now?
Right. All right. Sheep is trending because a sheep that hadn't been shorn in years was found and had 35 kgs of fleece on him. Like, it looks like a walking, I don't know. It's wild.
It looked, I saw that thing because it was like basically a feral, or like, you know, this sheep was wandering the earth by itself with no one to shear it. It looked like some kind of monster.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm so glad. I'm so relieved for the sheep because, like, you can tell it was so just fucking, it was limiting their ability to, like, live carrying around all that fucking fleece.
Yeah. Whatever the feeling of, like, getting a haircut where you just feel lighter. Like, after you got the haircut, like, it's that times a million. It must be
right.
Must be nice. And finally, Blade and Spider-Man are both trending. It was announced that Blade will be PG-13, the reboot of Blade with Mahershala Ali.
Oh.
And then Spider-Man, it was announced that the subtitle will be No Way Home. A couple L's in the Marvel universe. Yeah. I feel like Blade needs to be R-rated. I feel like.
Yeah, what are you going to... I mean, you want to see people get their fucking necks bitten off by vampires and shit.
It's never... When in doubt, it's always so much better for the movie to be R.
I'm trying to think of a time... Whatever. I mean, do what you got to do. I'm sure they're like, this is the center. This is how we're going to sell the most tickets.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's always financially the best decision and artistically the worst decision.
Right. Stupid. You know what? We were forgetting the one legend I was thinking from the UK or raised in the UK, the candy man himself, Michael Olowokandi.
And I mean, one of the greats.
Yes, 100%. I mean, one of the great. God, those number one picks. Oof. Ooh, my heart aches for them.
Yeah. I mean, one of the greats in terms of, you know, overperforming financially for what he was actually going to contribute
right
to the team. Anyways, that's what's trending. Blade, yeah. Spider-Man. I don't really have much to say other than when in doubt, go R on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
And Spider-Man, as somebody who hasn't been keeping up with this latest round, it just seems like I'm getting mixed messages about where this guy is. Far From Home, No Way Home, Homecoming, come on.
Right. What is it? Where is he at?
What's going on? That's my Leno monologue.
This round of Spider-Men's.
Right, exactly.
We're doing another round? All right.
I need to watch them, though, because I hear the Tom Holland is dope. All right, you've seen?
Nope.
All right.
I heard they're good, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I haven't seen a fucking the last Marvel film I saw was Black Panther.
I'm on a film watching kick. I'm trying to watch a movie every
I know night. You every time we like hop on the Zoom, you're like, yo, so I just watched this thing. And I'm like, yeah, okay, Mr. Movie Phone.
Yeah, it's nice rather than like getting into a show that you have to then like that takes like weeks. I'm trying to keep
contained
me and my wife on a one-off movie kick.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Rocks. People need to check out Rocks on Netflix. It's dope.
Yeah. Don't do what I did when Jack said, "Oh, I watched that movie Rocks," and my stupid ass just said, "Oh, I Googled Rocks," thinking the fucking movie come up. And I love you when
immediately
you
go on a list.
Yeah, really, or but like, you know, like when you Google dumb shit and you're like, right, Rocks, and then it's just like it's almost like Google knows you're stupid because it just has a bunch of pictures of rocks show up first, and you're like, is this what you meant? Or you want to be a little more specific, fuckface? So I was, but yeah.
Anyways, that is going to do it for this afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, stay inside, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.